You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're glad that you're here. We are starting a new series, as we can see on the screen. We're going to be talking about proof. And sino dito yung mahilig kayo sa mga adventure, okay? Pakataas lang yung kamay, my adventure. And that's what we're going to be looking at. In this next 4 weeks, we're going to look at finding evidence of God's grace in our lives. And that's the whole series that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the grace of God and how it should work in and through our lives and how it actually functions. There's so many different understanding of grace. And for us to have a clear understanding of it, then we'll be able to live it out the way it's intended. And our text, or the reason why we're doing this whole series, comes from Acts chapter 11, verse 22. Sinasabi dyan, when he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. And that's what we want all of us to be able to experience in these next 4 weeks, when we understand and we see the evidence of grace working in our lives, that we will continue to encourage one another to be able to live it out in every area. And some people might say na yung grace is only working for a certain aspect of our Christianity. But actually, even after you receive the grace of God and the salvation of God, it can actually work out in every area, in our relationships, in our finances, in every area. Magandang makita yung grace ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. And so that's what we're going to look at. As we understand this, we can really see the transformation that God is able to do in all of our lives. And I'm really excited about this. Gusto kong makita na evident yung grace ng Panginoon sa buhay nating lahat. And so, I'm not going to delay this any further. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of John. Okay? And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to be reading from verse 14 and 17. And my encouragement to everyone is to make sure that if you don't have a Bible, you can read along with us on the screen. Pero kung pumupunta na kayo dito, I've been here now 6 weeks. So happy to be here. If you've been coming and you don't have a Bible yet, I'm encouraging you. Okay, please bring your own Bible, whether it's an electronic or a hard copy Bible. We want you to have an encounter of God's grace, and for us to be able to see that not every day you can have an encounter with God's word as you have your own Bible. Okay, so we're going to start in verse 14. Nandun na ba kayo? All right, we're ready. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said he will come after me. He has surpassed me because he was before me." Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. And verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful grace. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we will be able to understand in our hearts and our minds how this can work out in all of our lives. Lord, let it be evident in every area and to all those around us that they will see the grace working in our lives. It's not about our own effort. It's not about our striving, but it's really your grace working in our lives, and that you will be glorified in everything that we're doing. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that we can examine your word. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word, not from my own ideas or own thoughts, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go ahead and have a seat. I'll let you settle down. Pag pinag-uusapan natin yung grace, kailangan nakikita nga sa buhay natin. Okay. How many of you, I mean, you know, when I used to be an athlete and had an opportunity to travel in different nations, mahahalata mo based on their accent kung tiga saan sila. Okay, but just by the way they speak, mahalata mo, ah, okay, galing yan sa particular school. Pag medyo, hindi ko nasabihan. pag galing sa particular school, you can see the way they dress, the colors that they wear, meron kang nahahalata about them. And if you hear someone that comes here and they greet you, they say, "Good day, mate." Okay? Saan sila galing? Most probably from Australia, okay? Pag nakita mo yung isang tao, kagaya nung topic natin ngayon, we're talking about grace We're talking about grace, makikita mo na merong pagbabago sa buhay nila based on their accent or based on what they're saying. Okay, I have a good friend. His name is Alex Compton. Was born here in the Philippines. Was playing basketball for many years. Pero he grew up in the States. Dito siya pinanganak, but grew up in the States. But when he came here more than 10 years ago, he made an effort in learning our language. Pero halatang obvious kung sino yung nagturo sa kanya. Dahil pag nagsasalita siya ng Tagalog, meron siyang Bisayan accent. Okay, so white guy speaking Tagalog, but merong Bisayan accent. Halatang may ibidin siya kung sino yung nagturo sa kanya. And that's the same thing with grace. With the grace of God working in our lives, kailangan makikita sa buhay natin. Hindi lang yun yung parang nagulat yung office mate mo. Inimbita mo siya sa victory group. Biglang sinabi sa'yo, "Ay, Kristiyano ka pala." I mean, that's probably one of the saddest things if somebody would tell you that, because it's not evident in the way you live. Parang nagulat sila na Kristiyano ka. It has to be seen. There has to be evidence of it. And I don't know about I don't know if you're familiar with this, but our pastors here, we have a new passion. Our new passion, okay, there you go. It's boxing. Hindi halata, di ba? Okay? Maghintay lang kayo. A few more months. You can see Pastor Dennis there, okay, with his trainer, Manny Pacquiao. Diba? Yun, no? Kumukha, oh. Yun yung nagta-training kay Pastor Dennis. But it may not be evident right now, but we're praying that as we continue doing this, as you continue to allow the grace of God working in your lives, it will be evident in our bodies. Okay. Thank you sa suporta. It will be evident in our lives, the grace of God that's working through our lives. Walang maniniwala. Okay, basta, we'll wait. Okay, but that's the same thing with grace. That's what we're hoping will happen in all of you. That it will become evident in each and every one of our lives, how God is moving in our lives. And it's only by the grace of God. Ganun din yung pag-lose namin. Pero si Pastor Larry, hindi niyo ba napapansin? Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop right there. Okay, sabi niya, stop. Well, the grace of God has to be evident. And we can see it in certain aspects of society. Minsan sa athletes, I don't know if you've ever been around someone that's, pag tinatawag nila, ang galing-galing, they make it look so effortless. Ano yung sinasabi ng tao doon? He has a grace. They make it look so graceful. Tama? Pwede kayong mag-respond. Para nag-uusap tayo, okay? Okay? You can see it when there's a particular player. I mean, I try to play basketball, but I just don't have the grace for it. When I try to play basketball, I end up hurting my teammates, the team, and my opponents, because I just don't have the grace for it. I'm just a bulking guy that my elbows fly all over the place, and I end up hurting. But I know people na pag naglaro, when they get on the court, Pastor Dennis is one of them, they just have a grace for the game. Okay, and they make it look easy. And that's what is essentially what the grace is. We can see it evident in someone's life. Somehow it makes it look easy. Sometimes it just there's something there that there's no striving in that. And that's what we're going to be looking at for in this next 4 weeks. And to see the evidence of God's grace, where we can have the access to God's grace, and for it to grow in our lives in a way that it can be seen by those around us. Because we want the grace of God to overflow in our lives, that it can actually have an impact, not just with our lives, but to those around us. Gusto natin dito sa Victory Green Hills na hindi lang yung tayo-tayo lang, hindi lang yung mga pamilya natin yung makakapag-experience ng grace, but will have an impact in all the stalls, in all the restaurants, in eventually the city of San Juan and beyond. That's what we want. Tama? Are you with us in this? Okay, we want that impact. Na pag umalis tayo, umalis ang Victory Green Hills by whatever weird reason, umalis tayo sa San Juan, na mahahalata ng San Juan na wala na tayo. Okay? That's what we want to happen. That's what we want to happen, especially with the grace of God. And so that's what we're going to look at. To be able to understand the grace of God, we have to see what it's not. Okay? What grace is not. And we really live in a society na it's a works mentality. We strive towards things. I'm not saying not to work hard. Okay, we work hard, but under the grace of God. It's what we need to do things by. And one of the things, because of this works mentality, minsan ang pendulum ng grace pumumbuta sa legalism. And legalism is not grace. Legalism is saying, I am going to somehow earn the love of God. I'm going to do things in my life so that God will notice me, God will love me. No, that's not grace. That's you working towards something. And if it's you're working towards something, that's not grace anymore. We follow the law. We follow the Ten Commandments. We follow the rules by somehow thinking that we can attain salvation that way. There are many people that live that way. They're missing out on the grace of God. There's some people that they receive the grace of salvation. They understand that Jesus Christ is their Lord. But they live in a place that they'll try to strive thinking that if I make a mistake, I'm going to lose my salvation. So they continue to strain. They continue to strain in trying to make sure that everything is safe in them. Another form of legalism that we sometimes see is that we start comparing ourselves to others. Tinitingnan natin na, okay, ako nagbasa ako ng 10 chapters. Siya 8 lang. Okay? And we somehow make ourselves feel better by it. By saying, okay, they're not following God the way I'm supposed to. Okay? And that's another form of legalism. We start looking down on people. No, we encourage one another. If they do 8 chapters, great. If you do 9, great. But one is not better than the other. It has to be seen in the fullness of God's grace. You know, we see this also in the way we teach. Sometimes in the way we preach. When we teach our children about Jonah, okay, minsan tinuturo natin, kailangan mong sundin ang Panginoon. Obey Him or else a fish will eat you. If you don't obey God, a fish is going to eat you. Okay? And we forget, in teaching about Jonah, we forget about the grace of God. That the grace of God somehow gave Nineveh, a most wicked nation, another opportunity to respond. Okay? This is Jonah who was rebelling against God, and yet he continued hearing from God. That God would actually continue to speak in his life. Are you still with me? Okay? Alam ko medyo afternoon, you just had a wonderful lunch, but you're still here. Okay, good. And so sometimes we teach about the grace of God. We teach about the works, what we're supposed to do. But we also need to be teaching about the grace of God. Now, it's not about the legal things. When we talk about the 10 lepers, there was a moment when God healed 10 lepers. And the 10 lepers had gone off. And one of them on the way realized that he was clean. So one of them came back to Jesus being grateful and saying thanks. It's a great lesson on gratefulness. And then we look at the 9 others and say, ah, ang sasama nila. Hinihil lang nga sila ni Lord na hindi sila nagpasalamat. We can focus on that or see it in the lens of the grace of God and say, all 10 of them were healed. No matter what their attitude was, all 10 were healed. And we have to see it. It will give you a different lens of how graceful or how good God is in our lives. And so sometimes, dun tayo napupunta, and legalism is one extreme. Another response or misunderstanding about grace is licentiousness. Ang haba ng word, ano? Ako nahirap. Buti, nasabi ko ngayon. Kanina, nahirap. Licentiousness. Okay, that's the grace of God. I'm able to say it. Some people live their lives, okay, in such a way, they have a wrong idea of grace, and they say, meron namang grace ni God, I can live whatever way I want. Okay, I can sin, I can rebel against God, He's going to forgive me anyway. somehow nakikita natin ang grace. We have an understanding of God's grace as a get out of jail card. Okay, nakikita natin, okay, I can commit this sin because I know that later on God's gonna forgive me. Yes, God will always forgive you when you turn to Him. But sometimes we misuse it. I'm gonna go ahead and sin because I know that He will forgive me. We don't have an understanding of grace when people are doing that. People who continue to live in sin do not understand the great grace of God. Real faith, real grace will always be followed by real fruit. Makikita sa buhay mo. It will show that somehow your desires become different. The things that you want to do, instead of just wanting to try to please God, you're actually pleasing Him with the right attitude. And that's what grace is. We need to be able to understand that. You know, there was a sad story that was going around with when we were preparing for this message. One of our campus missionaries was talking to a student, okay, a college student, and had this wrong, licentious idea about grace. In that they were talking about having his relationship with his girlfriend. Ang isip ng bata, sabi niya, I can go ahead and commit immorality because God is going to forgive me anyway. I can live whatever I want. I don't need to repent. I don't need to turn away from that. God will accept me. Yes, I agree. God loves him. God will accept him. But there's a moment where we do have to turn away from sin. We do need to have that be part of our past as the way it should be and not continue to challenge God in His grace. Okay, that's something that we need to realize. Okay, that's because God wants a new life for us. His purpose and plans for us are much greater. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be righteous. When He had an encounter with that adulterous woman that was caught in adultery, and all the people were about to stone her, okay, God gave her grace. God forgave her, pero meron din siya sinabi, but sin no more. God doesn't want that sin to be in our lives. We're missing out in the God's plan for our lives when we continue to sin and challenge His grace and not follow the grace and accept it. That's something that needs to change in our lives. In 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, in Timothy 1:9, whether first or second, dalawa naman yung choice natin doon. Sinabi niya, He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. The grace of God has been there. It's been given to us, and we live our lives according to His purpose. And when we understand of God's purpose, it is a good purpose for all of us. There's nothing missing in it. There's nothing that will fall short when we continue to live in His grace. And that's something that we need to understand. Okay? I like what the NLT version says. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. Say a holy life. Yun yung gusto ng Panginoon para sa'yo. He did this not because we deserve it. We're receiving God's grace because we deserve anything. We receive God's grace because He loves you. Yun lang yun. It's not because we deserve something. He just freely gives it according to His plan. That's encouraging to me. Mali yung nasa notes ko. It's 2 Timothy nga. Okay, so if you're taking notes, 2 Timothy 1:9. Yun yung tamang verse. Okay, so it has to be seen. His plan is being revealed in our lives according to His grace. God wants us to be holy because He is holy. And if we are created in the image of God, that's what He wants to come out. That's what He wants for all of His children. And that's what we're trying to understand about this. So knowing this, knowing what grace isn't, we're going to start talking about what grace is. We all know that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But there's a grace of God that can change us. That will not just assure us of our salvation, but it's something that will help you as you continue to grow in Him. Okay? There's two words here that we're going to talk about that will help us understand what grace is. And the first word that we're going to be looking at is justice. Justice is getting what we deserve. We talked about this a little bit, you know, a few weeks ago in More Than a Song in terms of injustice and vindication of God. But the justice of God is something that has to be fulfilled. God is a just God, and for Him to be just, hindi lang niya papabayaan na for our sins to be forgiven. Someone needs to pay the penalty for our sins. And that's what Jesus did. You know, we've all fallen short. God wants everything to be right. We want to make things right. And some of us here, we're in a position when there's injustice in our lives, we want justice. Gusto natin kung ano yung dapat mangyari, mangyari naman. Kung merong mga nagnakaw, ikulong yung mga nagnakaw. See, I can see it. I can hear it from you. We want justice. But you know what? Be careful for what you ask for. We look at other people and we compare ourselves to those people. Ah, hindi ako nagnakaw. Sila lang yung magnanakaw. But can you look at your life and say there's no sin in your life? Have you lied? Have you accused? Have you spread rumors about people? If there's sin in our lives, if we want justice, the payment for our sins is death. We can't judge other people for their sins and not look at our own. Okay, don't get mad at me. I'm just reading the Word of God. Be careful what you're asking for. You're demanding justice, justice, justice. Because if you look at your own life, we all deserve death. But the justice of God has been fulfilled. Here's the good news. In John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word, which is talking about Jesus, became flesh and made His dwelling upon us. That is good news because God demands justice, and God came in the form of man in Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to take our punishment. Okay, siya yung umako. He came here on earth to become like you and me so that His sacrifice will be sufficient. And when He died on the cross, God said, all our sins are forgiven. Justice has been paid. For someone who did not deserve death, for someone who lived a perfect life, He took the sin Himself so that we can live. We actually deserve to die. But because of Jesus Christ coming here, coming in the flesh, that can be changed. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died. And His death was the fulfillment of the justice of God. That's amazing. That in itself, when I look at the justice of God, wow, that's amazing. But wait, there's more. Nakapanig na ba kayo ng mga infomercial? But wait, there's more. Okay? There's more. The next word we're going to talk about is mercy. The mercy of God. When we talk about mercy, not getting what we deserve. Okay? We deserve death. But because of the death of Jesus Christ and His mercy on us, we are not getting death. We do not get something that we do nothing to deserve this. Not getting what we deserve. We deserve to die. But we're not getting that because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. That's amazing. From the justice of God being fulfilled, the mercy of God being fulfilled, I'm actually settled with that. Kung maalis lang lahat ng kasalanan ko, my guilt, and I have a clean slate, I'm fine with that. Just with that, I'm already happy. I remember a story of Billy Graham, okay? A well-loved and respected Christian leader that had preached to millions of people and allowed millions of people to come into the knowledge of Jesus. There was one time when he was driving in the States. Okay, he was driving and somehow he got caught speeding. Okay, he was caught speeding, and actually he was speeding going 55 miles an hour in lugar. He got caught going 65. And when the policeman stopped him, he stopped. Okay, and said, nagulat sila, si Billy Graham. You know, Mr. Graham, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to give you a ticket. It's okay. That's fine. Go ahead and give me the ticket. I was speeding. Eh, wala siyang reklamo. Wala siyang nag-abot siya ng limang piso. O ano. Wala. Walang abot-abot. $5. Piso yung ano. Okay. Dun nga siya nahuli sa States. And he said, but Mr. Graham, you have to appear in court. So the judge was there and recognized him. And what's the case? Speeding 10 miles an hour faster than the speed limit. And so the judge said, okay, Mr. Graham, you have to pay a penalty. And your penalty is $1 for every mile an hour that you went above. So magkano yung penalty? Galing nyo sa math, ang bilis nyo ha. Okay, $10 was the penalty. And as soon as the judge said that, the judge brought out his own wallet, took out a $10 bill and said, Mr. Graham, you know, I truly admire you. I'm going to pay your penalty. You ungrateful people. What if somebody did that for you? Wouldn't you be happy? You had a penalty. And sometimes, you know, the penalty, kung walang bayad, it's jail time or community service. But here's the judge bringing out his own money and paying for it. And said, you're free to go. But before you go, can I take you out for dinner? So this judge took out Billy Graham for a steak dinner. Something that he did not deserve. Someone paid the penalty for his sin. And not only that, gave him extra. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, Jay. I like Jay because nagre-respond siya. Okay, we can all respond. Okay, this is a communication thing. I say something that you like, you cheer. I say something you don't like, you cheer. Okay, I say something funny, you laugh. I say something that's not so funny, courtesy laugh. Okay, I'm fine with that. But this is an interaction. That's what the grace of God is. Binayaran na yung, meron kang penalty. We all have sin. But that payment has been paid for. That's the justice of God. Why did he do it? We don't deserve it. Because of his mercy and his love for us. But not only is that enough, but wait, there's more. The grace of God is getting what we don't deserve. It goes beyond not just receiving the penalty, but we get something more. That's why they say it's amazing grace. God is giving us more than what we deserve. And that's what we're celebrating. I love this text, a quote from Charles Spurgeon, a famous preacher. Grace is God's free and unmerited favor shown to guilty sinners who deserve only judgment. It's the love of God shown to the unlovely. It is God reaching downward to people who are in rebellion against him. That's the grace of God. We don't deserve it. It's not something that we can expect. But God will show favor to whom he will show favor. God will show his love for you. You know, I was content with just having a relationship with God. I was so happy that somehow I'm assured of my eternity, that my sins are forgiven, that there's justice has been paid in my life, that God extended his mercy for me. But you know what I'm so grateful for is the grace of God working in my life. That now I have a beautiful wife that he's given me that I don't deserve. Wala bang, ooh, yeah, ooh. I'll give you another chance. Okay. Now I have a beautiful wife that God has given me that I don't deserve. And she's here. She's really embarrassed right now that I'm talking about this. Not only that, he didn't stop there. He gave me 5 wonderful children. I don't deserve it, but God gives it to me. I don't deserve coming up here and being able to share God's word with you. But here's a great job. Sharing God's word, sharing God's goodness to everyone. I don't deserve coming up here. But somehow, I'm here with the wonderful pastors that I'm working with. That I truly admire. And it's the grace of God. We don't deserve it. And yet, that's what God extends in our lives. Wouldn't you want that? I can't manufacture, I can't dream, I can't say, okay, this is going to be my wife, this is going to be my children, this is going to be my work. I can't even imagine that. Where God has placed me in the 19 years that I've been a Christian, okay, it's so much different, much greater than what I can ever ask or imagine. That's the grace of God. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20, 30, 40 years, I don't know where God's going to bring me. I don't know where God's going to bring you. But I know that it's a good, pleasing, perfect place for each and every one of us. Clap, cheer, yell if that means something to you. That's the grace of God working in our lives. That's amazing. We'll continue on with the text. Okay. Verse 15, John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" Verse 16, "Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of the grace already given." God wants the fullness of his grace to work in our lives. We don't strive for it. We don't deserve it. He just gives it to us and we can live a life that it will be pleasing to him. But ano yung sinasabi dito? We have all received grace in place of the grace already given. Parang confusing, no? Meron na palang grace, pero meron pang grace daw na binigay pa. Okay? And what is that? It's actually in verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses." Moses experienced a grace of God. That somehow, because of the sacrifices they were making, okay, the temple sacrifices that they were making, there was a grace that their sins were being forgiven. Every sacrifice, every animal that was being killed in the altar was a payment for their sins. And that payment for their sins would pay the penalty for a period of time. Pag nagkasalanan ulit sila, balik na naman sila. Meron na naman dalang kambing. Or dove or whatever. Okay? But the grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. That once and for all, his perfect sacrifice was enough for all of our sins. That payment paid for everything. We don't have to come here every Sunday based on how you lived your life the past week, bringing our animals. Can you imagine what this would look like? It would look like a farm. It would be very, very bloody. Here's Pastor Dennis with a knife. Okay? Killing all the sacrifice. But no. The grace that we received now from him is much greater because that was paid for once and for all. Jesus lived the perfect life. No sin. And he took all of our sins, the sins of the world, upon himself. And when God looks at us today, he doesn't see us for our sins. He sees the blood of Christ that covers us. That's the amazing grace that God has provided for all of us. In trying to talk about grace and about the sacrifice, you know, it may not be obvious, but I love musicals. I love songs. I like, that's why I liked our series, this last series, People Expressing Their Feelings Through Song. And last year there was a movie that came out. I don't know if you're familiar with it. How many of you saw Les Miserables? Or at least familiar with the story? Okay, raise your hand. Okay. All right. About 30% of you. Okay. I like that. That musical was based on a musical theater that was about 20-something years ago. And that's based on a book that was written by Victor Hugo, set in France. And this is a story of Jean Valjean. Okay? And because of circumstances in his life, he was put in jail. I'm going to give you a story. Okay lang ba yan? Are you still with me? Okay. Jean Valjean committed sin. He stole bread to feed his nephew, and he was placed in jail. But because of his attitude, because of the pain of... Sabi niya, tinapay lang naman ang ninakaw ko. Ang tindi naman ng punishment. Okay? And for him, that's what he was thinking. So he would try to escape, and every time he would escape, his sentence got longer and longer. Ang lumabas, 19 years he was in jail. Treated with the worst treatment, and now 19 years later, he's now given a chance to leave jail. So 19 years of his life being in jail. So the bitterness, the pain of being treated that way. And during that time, they had a piece of paper that says that he was an ex-convict. And so he would try to get work, trying to live, you know, try to do right. But somehow, hindi niya magawa. Because every time they would see that paper, they wouldn't give him a job. So desperate, trying to make things right, all he could receive from the world was pain. And so his reaction from all the hurt is that he wanted to hurt people. Because hurt people hurt people. And so he found himself in a cold, rainy night in front of a church. And while he was there, a priest showed kindness to him. Sabi niya, halika, sama ka sa akin. Pinakain siya, binigyan siya ng a place to sleep. You know, and this is the setting of the story. Middle of the night, he gets up, steals from the priest, gets some silverware, and tries to escape. When he went on to escape, okay, police found him, and he told the police, the priest gave this to me. And so he was beaten, and he was brought now to the priest. And here he was, liar, cheater, thief, desperate, in pain, now in front of this person. But here's a priest extending the grace of God to this man who have only felt pain, only felt this, just all the harshness that the word had to offer. And here's a man that ninakawa na siya, nagsinungaling pa sa kanya, and now he's forced to lie and say, yeah, I actually gave it to him. And not only that, here he was giving him more than that, what this man deserved. And aren't we just that way? We all have different experiences, maybe not as harsh as Jean Valjean, but we have all sinned and fallen short. And here's God extending his grace to you and I and saying, here, use this. Use this grace that I'm giving you to become an honest man. That's a wonderful gift of grace. And that's a wonderful picture of what God is extending to all of us. Now, how will that change us? Will that actually change our lives? When God extends His grace to you, makikita ba sa buhay natin yung pagbabago? Jean Valjean experienced the grace of God in his life. And it continued to change him. It had an effect on his life. He knew where he had come from. He knew what God had done for him. That this man extended the grace that he did not deserve. He didn't work for. And then the same thing in the end that really, sabihin ko lang, it really touched my heart. Another story must begin. We've all been in situations. We're all maybe still in a situation where we're exactly where he is. Desperate, in sin, guilt, the shame. And God is extending that grace to us. Will it change our lives? That's what we want all of us to be able to experience. That grace of God will continue to change us. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He will change your life. Another story will begin. You know what the next story for him was? Sorry. The new story. Ang galing kumanta ni Wolverine, ano? I'm sorry for that joke. I don't want to lose the thunder of what actually happened in his life. But actually for Jean Valjean, he lived the rest of his life helping people. Helping orphans, helping those who are in need, starting a business that he could provide for other people. He gave his life to make sure that others would be able to experience that same grace. That really changed everything about him. And whether he's Jean Valjean or as a hero like Wolverine, his life was something to help others. And that's what we all have to understand. You can be an ex-convict. You can be a mutant. We can all make a difference in someone's life. And God can make a difference in our lives. Because the fullness of God's grace is found in Christ alone. That's the only place where we can find it. And as has been explained, the grace that we had in the past, you know, every time that we sin and we don't fall down and die, that's the grace of God. Whether you knew that about Jesus Christ or not, the air that we breathe, the places that we're receiving, all of the grace of God. But now even our sins have been forgiven because of the grace of God. And even our future is set because of the grace of God. That's something that we can all receive. That's something that we can all experience. And it's found, the fullness of God, the fullness of God's grace is found in Christ. Let's all stand up and pray. When I look at the extreme or different ideas of what grace is, I could say I'm more on the legalist. I'm more in the legalism. I'll strive, I'll work, I'll earn something. And some of us are that way. Or sometimes, you know, there are people that are more licentious and they make it as a license. We understand the grace of God. You've been coming here, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but somehow the fullness of His grace is not being lived out in our lives. Our understanding today of what it is, it's not something that we deserve. It's something that He freely gives us so that we can experience the fullness of life that He had intended for you and for me. If you've had a different view of grace and today knowing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you say, Lord, I want your grace. I want your grace in every area of my life. I want it to be evident in everything I do. With heads bowed down, eyes closed, and you're saying, Lord, that's your prayer today. I want you to lift up your hands and we'll pray. I see those hands. Thank you. Go ahead, lift it up. If you want the grace of God, knowing that Jesus is your Lord, and you want it to be seen, you want it to be evident. Lord, you see these hands. You have provided something more than what we deserve. And that is your grace. That's not something you just extended to us. That was according to your plan for us to be able to experience your fullness in every area of our lives. I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters that are lifting up their hands. I pray, Lord, that today, as they get an understanding of who you are, understanding of your grace in their lives, that your grace will actually grow in them. That they will find themselves reacting to things, acting towards things in a different way, according to your plans. If we've been impatient, Lord, that it's only by your grace that we can be patient. It's only by your grace that we can turn away from the sins of our lives, the things that we've been struggling with. It's only by your grace that the words that we speak will be encouragement and not to put somebody down. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your amazing grace that you have provided for all of us will be evident in every area of our lives. Go ahead and put your hands down. Now, maybe you're here and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The grace of God, as we've heard, has been provided for you and for me. That you can make that decision today, a decision I made 19 years ago. It's the best decision I've ever made. And you want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, the source of that grace. We can make that decision today. It's not an accident that you're here. You heard this message because of the grace of God. For you to come into a relationship with Him that can change your life today and secure your eternity. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, with heads bowed down, eyes closed, I want you to lift up your hands. And the grace of God is here. He's here right now, inviting you into a relationship with Him. If that's you, go ahead and lift up your hands. Anywhere across the room, I want you to lift up high so I can see it. I see that hand there in the back. Thank you. Anyone else? I see those hands. Thank you. On the back. Thank you. I'm going to give a few more seconds for this. All right. I see those hands. Thank you. If you lifted up your hands, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty of my sins. Lord, I know that I am a sinner, but you sent your Son to forgive me. From this day forth, I turn away from everything the Bible calls sin, and I receive your gift of grace, your grace of salvation, and that my security, in my future security, will be in you. Lord, change us today. Give us the grace to know what is the right thing to do, and give us the grace to be able to do them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you lifted up your hands and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there will be people wearing a purple shirt or a button that says 1-to-1. Please allow them to speak to you for a few minutes to help you in your walk with Him. God's grace is amazing. We'll continue to talk about this the next few weeks. Please invite your friends. If you need prayers, we will be here and would gladly pray for you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.